UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández. The white
night is breathing. Darkness is in the dust. Hello and welcome to this podcast hosted at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche. Today is not a normal day over here. Today is an amazing one because we have the opportunity to get to know colleagues from different countries. They are here with us taking part in the 4th International Erasmus Plus Staff Training Week at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche, which it has been scheduled by the Service of International Relations, Development Cooperation and Volunteerism of this university. How exciting does it sound, right? There is no time for wasting any time, so this is Asunción Niñoles speaking. Join us, let's start. The sun is already hit them. I'm learning from the past. I'm learning. Today, we might have broken a world record here at the studio because we are sitting at the recording desk with people from different nationalities. Actually, we are launching this podcast on the Radio UMH to meet and get to know better the colleagues that are visiting our university this week. So, as you may already know, if you follow this program, we will talk to very interesting people today. So we are going to start. So first of all, let's have a round of introductions. So please say your name and tell our listeners where are you from, which is your institution and what you are currently working on. So maybe would you like to start?
Good morning. My name is Jana. I come from the Czech Republic, from Charles University in Prague. I work as a project manager at the Faculty of Physical Education and Sport.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you.
Hello, my name is Marta. I came here with my friend Aneta from Poland. We represent AGH University of Science and Technology in Krakow. Mm-hmm. So it's the south part of Poland. And I personally am an entrepreneurship broker. So I help our students develop their ideas into a real business.
Wow. Say buenos días.
Buenos dias.
Oh, great. Great.
So. Hello, my name is Mafalda. I came here with my colleague Berta Figueira. I represent Polytechnic of Oporto and the School of Higher School of Media Arts and Design.
I was in ISCAP last week.
It's
in my heart.
Yes, ISCAP is a unit from Polytechnic of Oporto.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very nice.
So sorry for interrupting you.
No. My main functions are connected with the advising to the president. So I work very closely to the president's like a connection. Like a connection with the other service of the school. Okay.
Great. Thank you. Interesting. Thank you so much. What about you? Tell us.
Hola.
Hola.
My name is Jana Košetková and I'm from the Czech Republic. I represent University of South Bohemia in Czech Budweiss, which is called České Budějovice in Czech. And I work as a head of a dean's office.
Okay, you are the boss as well?
Sometimes.
Come on.
Hi, my name is Zhenya Gundasheva. I come from Bulgaria and I represent Trakya University. Our university is a partner of Miguel Hernandez. Mm-hmm. And we also have some partnerships with some of the universities which are represented here. I think that Spain is wonderful, very sunny, and my impressions are very, very good. So I hope that this will continue as a fruitful relationship.
I hope so. Thank you for your comments. What about you? Tell us.
My name is Zahara. I'm originally from Sri Lanka, but I'm here representing Budapest Metropolitan University from Budapest, Hungary. Mm-hmm. I am an Erasmus coordinator, and I'm mainly working with the incoming mobility of her students. And it's great to be here.
Are you going to recommend our university to do an Erasmus?
Definitely, for sure.
That's good. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you so much. So tell me the truth. Why did you choose my university for this stay here? Come on.
Oh.
Why?
Okay, so I guess I'll start. I think just generally the whole idea of having a staff mobility, this Erasmus opportunity, is really great. And Miguel Hernandez, they did put up a really good program, and it was really nice to see. And, you know, that's what really attracted me to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after hearing the presentation from the vice rector on our first day here, it was this university is amazing. Like, you do so much here. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's great, honestly. It's really nice here.
Thank you.
For me, one side is, of course, networking, changing experience,
but that's interesting.
It's my first time in Spain.
So at first,
is, of course, people, very likable people. Your hospitality is amazing. So that is one side. And of course, a sun, a food, and everything is wonderful.
She said the truth. The really truth.
Yeah, that's true.
What about you? Tell me.
Why I choose LJ?
Yeah, please.
So it's my first time in Erasmus.
Ah, yes.
So I was really attracted to the program, as my colleague said previously. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to meet other people from other universities to establish maybe some cooperation mm-hmm. in the future. So that's why.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, my Portuguese colleague? Why did you choose Spain? So, what did you choose Miguel Hernández University?
As you said, we feel at home.
Yeah.
So
we are neighbors.
Yes. But
12 points to Portugal.
Specific the proximity, the language, and the program very detailed. Very diversified, and that's and the story of the Elchid. I didn't know even the name. I didn't know anything about Elch, and it was a good surprise.
Thank you so much.
Good impressions, and I'm going to share this impression with my colleagues in Vila do Conde, Porto.
Okay, so this university, Miguel Hernández University of Elche, has organized, as you may be aware, several activities and events. It's a busy, nice, and interesting week. I think so. But which one activity is the most interesting for you?
This activity.
Exactly.
Busy,
really?
Yeah. This is an amazing atmosphere here, and I am wonderful that I am here now.
Thank you so much.
I've never been in radio. So
no?
It's
your university hasn't got any radio students?
No.
Okay. That's, for me, it's very normal, but maybe in other universities they don't have. So.
Yeah, we don't have, so it's just interesting activity.
It's cool?
Yeah, it is.
And the show cooking in the first day.
It was a good
surprise.
Surprise.
A very good
break.
Healthy break. Yes. I was watching videos about you to do exercise. Fantastic for me even. So, wow. Unfortunately, we don't have many time. So please let me encourage you to enjoy this fourth International Erasmus Staff Training Week at Miguel Hernández University of Elche. Thank you for sharing your time with us and with our folks. And we wish you the very best, and I hope you will come wherever you want.
Thank you for having us, actually.
Thank you.
The white knight is breathing. Darkness is in the dust. The sun is already hidden. I'm learning. Well, time is over, so bye-bye to our listeners as well. It was a great pleasure to be with you here, believe me. So greetings from my friend Borja Cabrera, who is running the technical controls in this radio station, and also from me. It's Asunción Niñoles speaking. Adiós, UMH. Until next time. The white knight is breathing.
UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.